as we continue through 2024, goals that we may have started last month, we may not be hitting them anymore. But is it too late to jump back on that wagon? And also out in the oil field, how hard is it to actually work out on a daily basis while out in West Texas? We talked to an expert on this episode of The Crude Truth.
In 1901, at Spindletop Hill near Beaumont, the future of Texas changed dramatically as, like a fountain of fortune, thousands of barrels of oil burst from the earth towards the sky. Soon, Detroit would be cranking out Model Ts by the millions, and America was on the move, thanks to the black gold being produced in Texas. Now, more than a century later, the vehicles are different, but nothing else has truly changed. Sure, there may be many other alternative energy sources like wind and solar and electric. But let's be honest, America depends on oil and entrepreneurs. And if the USA is truly going to be independent, it has to know the crude truth.
NAEP is a proud sponsor of the Crude Truth. Be sure to register for the NAEP Expo 2024, February 7th through the 9th at the George R. Brown Convention Center in Houston, Texas. Hurry and register today. NAEP, where deals happen.
This episode is brought to you by LFS Chemistry, committed to being good stewards of the environment and providing the tools so you can be too. NAEP Expo, where deals happen. Air Compressor Solutions. When everything is on the line, Air Compressor Solutions is the dependable choice to keep commercial business powered up. Sandstone Group. Exec Crew. Elevate your network, elevate your knowledge. Oil and Gas Workers Association. Pecos Country Operating. Fueling our future.
Well, good morning. Hello. Thank you, as always, for tuning in for another episode of The Crude Truth. I am here today, and I'm just so excited that I've got on a guy that everybody knows, that not one person has ever said a bad thing about, at least to my face, and probably to his either. Somebody that's been in the oil and gas industry for over a decade. Somebody that has also taught us how we can actually be out in West Texas and live a healthy lifestyle. I have on the man, the myth, the legend, Petrofit's own Nick Burns. Nick, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm glad to be here. I know we've been talking about it for a while, so I'm glad we're here.
I'm so glad. I know you and I've been trying to get, I'm not going to lie to everybody out there, I've been trying to get Nick on for probably about a year. And if not, it's tough, at least, man. 10 months. And you are just blowing and going. I mean, you are, if you're not in Houston, you're in West Texas, and you are working whenever you're traveling between Houston and West Texas, and of course, while you're at both locations, Nick. Nick, how are you doing, and what's going on your way? Hi.
Yeah, man, it's always busy, but dude, for me, if I'm not busy, you know, I get very bored. So it's like, I got to stay busy, especially because I battle with PTSD, you know, from the military. And if I'm not moving, you know, mentally, you know, I'm just not there. So I got to stay busy. But honestly, man, I think a lot of people, it's just, people do ask me, you know, how do I do so much? Because then we have we're just talking about our veteran nonprofit that we're about to start, Warrior Ranch. I mean, it's just time management. You know, it's like I plan out my weeks on a Sunday. I got to know what I'm going to be doing, what I need to achieve. And I just start prioritizing. So,
man, you know, you talk about that. We had a meeting here in my office about that the other day. It's like we need to be more efficient about scheduling. And I think it's a mental thing, because when we schedule, we actually have more free time.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, but everybody thinks, oh, I'm stuck. Like, I want my freedom and I want this. And it's like, well, I think making a schedule is actually being free to do more.
Well, to your point, like, you know, we kind of hit on your intro starting and stuff like that. A lot of people say they just don't have time, right?
Right.
And I tell people, you know, and this is whoever's listening, you know, if you think you don't have time, right, it's not making new time, right? It's optimizing the time that you do have. Right. So, and that's what people will understand. It's, you can't add time. You need to optimize the time. Right. And I think once you sit down and audit your days, which we do, a lot of people do in our group, you know, the first thing we do if they're struggling with time management is we audit their days.
Yeah.
See what stays and what goes. And you'll find very quickly, man, that you got a lot of time. You just haven't written it down. So,
well, you say that, and you know, you're absolutely right. It's like, even if you followed, which I don't think we all do, and again, you're the expert, so correct me if I'm wrong. Even if you followed the 8-hour workday and an 8-hour sleep cycle, that's 8 more hours a day that you still have to be productive.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's, you'd be surprised, 100%. You know, I'm on calls all day, right? With people, right, with clients, with new companies that want to come on board, and veterans, and you know, I just suck it up. I think a lot of people is just like, just man up and do it. Wake up early and get it done, right? I mean, I'm up at 4 a.m. I hit the gym, I come back, I'm ready to work by 7, right?
Yep.
So
that's the way to do it. I mean, I wish I could say I'm up every day at 4 a.m.
Ain't easy. I'll tell you that.
No, it's not easy. But I tell you this, those days that I am up, I feel like I even got, it's the truth, I got more accomplished, you know, and you feel like your day was actually full and productive.
Oh yeah. You set the standard, right? For sure.
Now, Nick, let's dial back a little bit for anybody out there that may not know you. Who is Nick Burns and what is PetroFit?
Yeah. So PetroFit was started, actually originated for Burn Fitness. You can see my logo there in the back. I was with Chevron and let's back up actually. I was 6 years active duty Army. I was a combat engineer. So I did route clearance operations, demolition operations overseas. So we did 2 tours, finding IEDs. So that was no fun, but taught me some grit and discipline all along the way. Got out, went to school, and then got my education, and then hit the oil field and the oil industry, right? While I was working for Chevron, I was going out to the field a lot, talking to all the field offices. While I was out there, man, I just saw how unhealthy the industry, but I knew it was like that. Even if you're not in oil field, you're a company man or whatever it is, you're constantly traveling, or it's the client entertainment, or it's the alcohol at all the events, it's the golf tournaments. It's just an unhealthy industry, right? I knew that, but once I went out to the field, I was like, man, these guys were really struggling. And so people just started asking me for help. And then eventually I was like, well, I'm gonna turn this into a good business model, right? And it was Burns Fitness, and then did really well. And then eventually did so well that I quit my job at Chevron and then went full time with Burns Fitness. And then we rebranded to PetroFit 2021, I believe. I don't know, the years are all jumbled together. And then it just exploded. And then I think, you know, we're the gold standard for health and wellness for oil industry now, or at least I hope we are. We're getting there.
Well, I mean, I don't think anybody doesn't know about you guys. And let's talk about that. It's like, so you are the standard. So what are you doing with some of these companies?
Yeah, I mean, we have companies come in that, you know, we'll bring on, you know, 10, 15 man field teams, office teams. We're trying to build camaraderie and competitiveness and grit and discipline and just be healthier teams, right? More productive, right? Because if you change your health and wellness, everything changes, right? You show up to work better, more mental clarity, less brain fog, you're less sick. You know, I was 275 pounds at one point, you know, before military, and changed my life. Obviously now I'm doing it for a living. So, I mean, but yeah, we bring up companies and, you know, and small teams and just try to increase camaraderie that way. And we build up, we scale up, or we have like our one-on-one offer. Obviously anyone could come in. Doesn't matter if you're a lawyer in oil and gas, or an accountant, or a superintendent, or, you know, a landman. And, you know, it's just, we customize everything around the person.
Okay. Yep. And so when you talk about, you know, you go in and you're working now, is it just with the oil field that you're doing this, or are you also going into the offices and helping them out as well and creating programs for those guys?
Yeah, both. You know, we don't do one-on-one training, right? We do everything online, right? So that's how we're able to help more scale more people, because I think it's better for this industry because they're so on the go, and it's, you can't go to a trainer, you know, because you're in the field or you're traveling. And so it's, this model is better because we can help more people at their own, on their time, rather than go to a trainer and you're on their time, right? It's very hard to do. So, but yeah, we bring in companies, you know, we, depending on where they're located, but, you know, we'll do some face-to-face stuff, some, you know, but it's mostly all online for sure.
Well, you know, I do know that online is obviously where it's more convenient these days. I mean, everything's now on an app for the most part. And especially when you're out in the field, I mean, you're out there all the time. And, you know, I remember when I was out there. I mean, obviously, especially back in the what is it like 2000, back there in the boom of 2011, you know, right before the 12, 13, 14. I mean, it's Wild West out there. I mean, you know, it's definitely more strenuous than it is now. And but I mean, we were eating, you know, junk food all day during the day, you know, sodas all day. And then you had the company guys in that one, and they were just cooking up a storm. You know, basically, and don't get me wrong, I love a good steak and baked potato, but you know, when you're out there making that company money, you know, hey, you're having steak and potato every
You
night,
got it.
and you know.
And that's the thing too. People are surprised. We said, dude, eat it, right? I mean, that's the lifestyle of it. Let's just give you more structure with it, right? Because as soon as I, this is like alcohol industry, so I tell a an old a Derek can or of someone a field guy, whatever it is that they can't drink, what are they gonna do? They're gonna go drink like a fish, right? It's like, okay, good drink, but let's hit these habits and these non-negotiables first, so you're remaining metabolic, and then go have a couple beers, right? But we just, that's what the lifestyle piece is. As soon as you take something out, people will fiend for it. And once they have it, they'll binge on it. And it's just that diet cycle of death, right? So you got to have the tacos and the barbecue that they're on site, right? It's just, what are our boundaries, right?
And people said them, you know, I got to give a shout out to actually to my brother, because he's a vegetarian and he just got back from being out in the oil field for about 3 years, and he lived
Stop.
his lifestyle out there. I mean, he did it.
Vegetarian in the oil field. That's rough.
Yes, and he did it.
Kudos
And
to
like I was sharing with you beforehand, you know, he's a
him.
long distance runner. So I even got a phone call one time from a buddy of mine going, I just saw your brother running on you know, Lease Road this over there by Purple Cadillac. I was like, no, you didn't. He goes, yes. And you know, so you said it's structure and lifestyle, and it's, you know, I
Big.
think that's key. And you know, something else I want to share with everybody out there that you shared, is I loved your holiday. You know, here we are, we're recording here after 2023. But one of your tips for the holiday was, hey, you're gonna have tons of holiday parties to go to, tons of good food. Before you go out, down a poaching drink so you don't eat as much at these get-togethers. And I thought that's actually very genius, because obviously if you work out, you use them as meal replacements. And this way, it's a way to not subduce your appetite, but you know, a way to fill you up in a healthy way without having to eat all the good snacks, right?
It's like your time you get a you go out and for taking a lunch out or a client out for dinner. You're like, oh, I'm just gonna have one beer, right? But then it turns into six, and you're having appetizers and all this other. It's just a downward spiral, right? So it's more or less just come into it already satiated, right? And already metabolically tuned, and then you're not gonna do that as near as much or if at all, right? So it's just about having a plan, you know. It's just the same process we teach for a big dinner or a big party or Thanksgiving or whatever it is, a holiday. It's just, get your workout in, remain metabolic, get your water, get your protein, go into it, and you're just like, man, I don't need all this stuff, right?
I like that. Metabolically tuned. I'm gonna have to start using that. Like, no, I'm metabolically tuned. I'm good.
Metabolically, yeah, it's tough. Yeah, you're metabolically tuned, right? It's just like, and that's the thing, man. Telling you, 99.9% of people come and just aren't eating enough. Hands down, right? Eat too much, you gain weight. Eat too less, you'll gain weight. So we have to find that balance, right? And most people are just under eating, and the metabolism is just gone, right? And
I
then,
know, again, you know, I am definitely not a specimen of PetroFit. And so, I mean,
gotta
sometimes
get to
I
it.
can tell I won't eat breakfast, and then I'll eat a huge lunch, and then you eat a huge dinner. And so, you know,
We
just
gotta
that
get
whole,
RT ripped. Everyone
no.
watching this, do a vote for RT getting ripped.
No. I
The
think
ripped
I have a
RT,
better.
there we go.
Maybe what we need to do is get one of those. Remember how JP Warren and Keith Stelter years ago like shaved their heads for the end of the year for the. Maybe we need to find a couple of guys, like, all right, who gets the rip by the end of the year? Like, we'll get
For
a
sure.
couple of your guys, and we'll raise money for them.
Dude, you just started it. There we go.
There.
There we go.
Hey, Nick. Okay, here you are. You've got PetroFit, and you briefly mentioned now that you are looking to give back. And again, I should have highlighted in the beginning, I apologize. Thank you for your service, for defending our country and our freedoms here, to eat unhealthy or eat healthy. So thank you, for that, man, and for your sacrifice. Now you're giving back to others with the Warrior Ranch, which is a nonprofit. Let's talk about that a little bit and what all you're doing, because I'm really excited about this.
Dude, so am I. It's going to be great, especially for West Texas. The veterans out here in West Texas, anywhere in Texas, I mean, anyone comes in. But the point of it is to bring combat PTSD veterans out and, you know, have a mental recalibration almost, right? It's, you go from a very hustle environment, a lot of structure, to civilian world, which is most people struggle with. It just stops, right? So instead, we're helping the transition veteran or the person having trouble transition, give them a very structured 21-day program, and we'll take them out to the ranch. So we have, it's a 1,000-acre ranch. You know, there's a home on it with sleeping quarters, and we're going to teach them the ins and outs of working ranch. So fixing fences, working cattle, we're going to equestrian, horse therapy as well. They get paired up with a horse. And then, you know, we'll have, if you, it's almost Yellowstone. There's a TV show. I forgot the TV show's name, but it's like a Who Wants to Be a Cowboy or something. But like, we'll teach them though the methods of that. But it's grit and grind, right? Because it's not easy doing that role, right? So it's the grit and grind, and then we want to place them with Border Patrol or get them into the oil field, right? It's a good transition, right?
Wow. Yeah. Well, man, either places, God knows we can use good men and women right now, is at the border and out in the oil field. I mean, either way, you're serving America.
Yeah, you can't beat a combat vet or a Green Beret out there on horseback, right?
Ooh.
Protecting our border. That's,
man.
Teach them how to ride and become a cowboy, and they can also do that. You know, it's pretty good.
Right. Man, you know, you talk about the horses, and there's such and let's, because I'm pretty sure everybody thinks, you're not just doing riding with the horses, are you? There's more to what I understand. There's more to being around a horse than just saddling up and going. Is that correct?
Equestrian therapy is a real thing, right? That's
yes.
Not new, but the connection you have with an animal is different. Right. And an animal that you're using for work, you're seeing every day, you're right. It's a connection that you build, right? Mm-hmm. We hope to get some good sponsors and donations where we can actually, the veteran comes through and they get paired with the horse and they can keep the horse if they have the means to do that.
Yeah.
Which would be massive, because then they have their own horse. It's their buddy. It's like their dog, right? It's the same thing, you know, and that in itself is a huge mental just regrounding for them, right? And I think they need something like that. And then obviously, if you know, we have connections with the bigger ranches out here in West Texas as well, and they want to be a ranch hand, we'll place them there, and or they want to continue down that road with Border Patrol, or obviously where we're at in West Texas, they get into the oil field pretty easily. So
golly, man. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad you kind of expanded on that, because I've heard that, and I just wanted everybody else out there to know that it's like, you know, what I picture is that connection is in the old Clint Eastwood, John Wayne movies, where you see the horse stand by him, or, you know, when he's about to be hung, it's like the horse actually doesn't move because, like, no, I got your back on this, you know?
Yeah.
And plus the responsibility is no joke. You know, you gotta brush him. You gotta, I mean, you know, like you said, it's really like a dog, and that connection is great.
And we're doing other practices, just like cold therapy, you know, mindset, whole food eating. I mean, it's a cleanse, right? It's a full cleanse. Great transition to get out there to get that grit and grind back in their life that they're missing, right?
Yeah.
And then transition them to a role that's pretty grit and grind, right? Oil field and Border Patrol. You can't get much more gritty than that.
No. You know, Nick, as we continue on in 2024, I want to kind of hear in my teaser, it's like we're now into 2024. People have, you know, probably spent the first 3 or 4 weeks of the year doing whatever their workout was. And now they may be on the verge of like, you know what, I'm done, or they've already given up. You know, what can you say to those guys out there and women that are like, I'm, you know, we can get back on the horse, so to speak. Right, Nick?
Yeah, for sure. I look at it from three different perspectives. One is mindset, right? I think most people come into it and it's an all or nothing type thing. Mm-hmm. I want to get fit. I'm all in, right? This is it. This is my year. And they go, they're super high speed and they go into it just all or nothing. And that's usually what leads to failure, because they do too much, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so first I would look at that. If you're in that mentality, you need to take a step back, right? Look, focus on small wins, getting motivation quickly, building discipline and habits first, right?
Right.
Getting the wins and building and scaling on that, right?
Right.
And secondly, it's like I talked about it, you know, my consistency looks different from your consistency, right?
Yes.
Like goals, different lifestyles, you know, it's, you need to sit down and be like, okay, what am I inconsistent with, right? And then reverse engineer it, you know, if it's food, it's like, okay, well, how do I get more structure on my food? You know, what habits do I need to employ? How can I better plan? So we just look at the big goal of losing weight, right?
Yeah.
And if it was just a workout nutrition plan that solved all our problems, we'd all have six packs.
Right? Yeah.
Clearly it's not the case, right? So you got to go down to routine and lifestyle and figure out what fits that, right? You fix the root cause, right? Which is a lot of it's mindset and lifestyle integration issues, like fad diets that are out there that don't fit lifestyles and habits. But you never fix that. You know, you're never going to keep the weight off, right? It's like the weight loss is the reward when you fix everything else. So that's what people need to think about.
I love it, Nick. Well, Nick, for those out there that haven't heard of you, how can they reach out to you and contact you and PetroFit?
Yeah, you can go to petrofittraining.com. I'm on social media. I'm all over it. It's probably, you see my face a lot over there. Or you can just reach out to me at nick@petrofit.info.
Okay, nick@petrofitinfo.com.
Yep. Or okay. petrofit.info.
Petrofit.info. Nick@petrofit.info.
Yes, sir. Or just reach out to RT here. He can get you connected.
Definitely. I can reach out. Yes. I mean, and, you know, and just on a personal note, I had such a great time hanging out with you at that Houston, Texas game back last month. That was such a great time. And you were just so chill. And because we walked that whole damn stadium just to get to our place. Yeah. And you're just like, oh, okay, well, let's go over here. Let's go try over here. And I mean, you just chill about it. I mean, you're just, you know, you remind me as, well, no, not remind me. You are a great example of the three C's, you know, cool, calm, and collected. And now, of course, you know, I haven't seen you with your son, you know, after he knocked his nose, but no,
yeah,
I'm joking. I'm joking. But no, Nick, I just, you know, to everybody out there, if you haven't met Nick, it is worth a conversation and a handshake to meet him. He is definitely one of the good ones, as people would say. Nick, I cannot thank you enough for your time today.
Yeah, dude, I love what you're doing with this podcast and this industry, too. You're telling the truth, right? And the crude truth is real. No, I'm listening to every episode, man. You're doing great things, man.
I love it. Thank you, Nick. And, you know, but my goal is of the show is just to get out there, because the crude truth is you can be out there for 45 days and live a healthy lifestyle. I'm just like, you got nobody else but yourself out there. Do it. You know, that's the crude truth.
Yeah. I love that. That's the crude truth. That's totally right. I mean, they blend well together for sure.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start using that.
Nick, again, I cannot thank you enough for finally coming on. And I got to get you back on, and we're going to get you in studio at some point. Again, for those of y'all out there that are looking to continue your success for 2024 or are looking to start that success and have that epic 2024 so that on January 1st, 2025, you're like, damn, it was a good year. Reach out to Nick at PetroFit. And to all our listeners out there, thank you. And we'll see you again on another episode of The Crude Truth.
Again, thank you to our sponsors, LFS Chemistry, NAPE Expo, Air Compressor Solutions, Exec Crew, Oil and Gas Workers Association, Pecos Country Operating.
The easiest way to start your own podcast and TV show? Real News Communications Network. Stand out from your competition. Produce streams of high-quality social media content. Become a thought leader in your industry. With RNCN, you get to be the host. We handle everything else. Tour one of our three locations in Dallas, Fort Worth, and The Colony. Call 972-402-6333 or visit launchashow.com to find out more.